Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I'm Lisa Dent. On the phone is Jared O'Connor. Jared, how are you today?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you?
Doing well. So you are the co-president of UIC Graduate Employees Organization. You're a grad student, also an employee, and 1,500 of you are striking right now. Are you currently on the picket line, or what you doing?
I'm kind of serving as a press person today. We're going to be getting a lot of requests, which is really great. So thank you for having us. But we got roaming pickets going on right now on campus. So.
And you've worked without a contract since August, and this is the second time in a row when a contract has come up that you guys have gone out on strike. What is the biggest issue? Is it money?
It's typically money. Money and fees that we have to pay that we incur from the university, which amounts to about $1,000 a semester. We only get paid 9 months out of the year. So you can imagine getting a bill twice a year for $1,000 when you only get about an $1,800 paycheck really hurts our membership. So we're trying to get better wages to match our, other universities in Chicago, and just reduction of those fees to make it easier for us to survive in the city. Cause we all love working here and being here, but it's just an expensive city, and we don't make nearly as much as other unions around the city.
How does this impact other students? When you're teachers, assistants, you do the grading, you lead classes, and you've got finals coming up in 2 weeks. When you're on strike, what does that mean for other students?
Well, a lot of us are instructor of records as well, so it's trying to be as disruptive as possible, but the undergraduates at UIC are wonderful, and they're super supportive. A lot of them come from CPS, and so they know the power of a teachers union, so they're really supportive. They're on the lines with us today, so they understand. They're very sympathetic, and they just want, their teachers, we're their front line for them. They want us to have a good contract, so they understand the disruption, but they're very sympathetic.
Oh, what does it mean if they can't take their finals?
Well, that's up to the university to figure out. That's where the pressure is. Graduating seniors need their grades put in. Finals need to be written and graded and performed for the university to do their bureaucracy. And so we know where the pressure is, and they need to settle with us before we can go ahead with the finals and finish up this semester.
Explain to people who are listening who might not be familiar exactly what grad students do as an employee. You get paid about $20,000 for two semesters, correct?
Yes. So in the first couple of years of graduate school, you're taking courses, but then the rest of the time you're independent. You're doing your own research, your own work. And then we have the highest teaching load, in Chicago for grad workers. So, I teach a couple courses a semester, usually introductory writing course. I'm an English PhD, writing courses or intro literature courses. And we're instructor of record. So we just do exactly what, the tenure track faculty do, except we get paid very, very much less than they do. So we have all sorts of duties on campus. We do service. We help mentor undergraduates. We do a ton of committees and things like that across campus. So we have a lot of responsibilities outside of just what people think we just do, which is study. We do a lot more than that.
And on a lot of the reports that we have seen and heard, not only is it about wages and fees, but there's mention about protections against harassment. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, absolutely. UIC just went through a pretty gruesome lawsuit within the criminology department. And part of what we're trying to get is protections for those who experience harassment or sexual abuse on campus. And we're trying to obfuscate the process that's in place now, which is mandatory reporting. So if someone is harassed or abused, and if they tell anybody, that person has to mandatory report it to the Office of Access and Equity per Title IX. We're trying to change that because our research, many of our members who are in criminology do research on this and found that that is a more harmful process than good. We like to compare to when cops have to investigate themselves. They typically end up siding with the cops, right? The university has to investigate one of their own employees. They're going to side with the employee, right? So we're trying to figure out a different kind of way to obfuscate mandatory reporting that's worked for to protect our survivors from falling into a bad system that constantly fails them.
So as a graduate employee at the University of Illinois Chicago, while you're on strike, not performing your duties as an employee, are you still going to school?
Yeah, some of our faculty, we have a great faculty union on campus. Many of the faculty are moving their classes to, you know, after picketing hours. You know, a lot of our members aren't in courses. Again, we only take them for like 2 years. So, you know, most of our duties on campus are teaching and research. So, yeah, we're, for far as I know, most of the classes are being pushed to different times that don't cross our picket lines, which we're really thankful to the faculty for doing that.
And the last time you went on strike, did you get what you wanted?
Yeah, oh yeah, we did. We got a great contract, good raises, more job security. It took 3 weeks, though, so we're hoping we don't have to go that long, but we're ready to do it. We're stronger than we were last time, so we're ready to go.
Thank you for checking in with Chicago's Afternoon News.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Jared O'Connor, co-president of the UIC Graduate Employees Organization. We just talked to somebody at Metra, and they said the mask mandate is still being upheld. You got to wear a mask on Metra, even though Biden's mask mandate has been struck down. So we'll continue to check out many of those modes of transportation that are affected. We'll get some calls into O'Hare and Midway as well. If you're on the road, Gabe can take a look at that and weather as well.